cliffcentral.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All she needed was some. You're chilling with Malcolm Julie. All she needed was some. All she needed was some. All she needed on the worst guys, baby. All she needed was had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, ride.
Go home, ride.
See it's a mirror in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah. Hit summer, let's check my archive. I'm so immaculate, instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than the Bernie Mac to Charlie Murphy's and Akon. The girls that you brought, man, where are they from? Where are they from? We were playing PlayStation. Why you standing there and say song? Girl, say song. No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house, all she needed was. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. It's the worst guys doing it in the worst way. Always blessing you up, man. The sun is shining. It's a good day. I hope you're loving somebody today. Loving somebody good, you know? Because all she needed was him. It's been a while since we had a racy topic here at Cliff Central as the worst guys. And I felt it was about time. It was about time, because I mean, who are we if not the guys to spit it how it is, to tell the truth, to keep it raw, to keep it real? We those guys. So it's a racy topic on two levels, you know. I'm really tired of talking about race, man. I want to be happy. I don't want to be caught up in this anger. So I'm chilling out. But we're going to talk about a little bit of a racy topic, because we're thinking whether the sex of the person that you're having with makes any difference in your life. Does it really? I don't know. I guess we're going to figure it out on the show today. Guess who just joined me in the building, yo? Say what up, yo.
Wake up, yo.
Stop slumbering on life.
Hey, man, they're slumbering, not even on life, on the, on the worst guys.
On the worst guys. So today we're being the worst guys for real, man, because it's been a while, because we've had a lot of guests over the last few weeks, but it's been a long time since we've had a, you know, a heart-to-heart session about what's going on around our world, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, we've always got to give the worst guys perspective.
You know, but I feel like a lot of people have fallen in love with us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some wavy, some dope-ass guests.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you love us.
It's always the worst guys feature,
you know.
Yeah, sorry, but today you get that special. We're here just for you, and we're gonna be talking about the things that we know best. It's to make love, doing what we do best. You know what I'm saying? No, not even. I just really want to know about this. But before we get into all of that, my boy, how you holding up, dog?
Hey, can I tell you? I'm living my life like it's golden. Ah. And you know, gold is a very, very hard price commodity. So my life is hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you. Yo, dude, I was supposed to have an audition today. I'm so peaked, actually. Because these guys, they call you at 10 in the morning for audition. You have to be there before 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, dog, I know who you just call out like that. You gotta book, make an appointment.
Yes.
Granted, on any other day, I would have just gone, you know what I'm saying? But they can't take away Cliff Central from me. They can't take away my freedom. This is where I come to be free. Now they wanna just say, come to an audition. I'm like, nah, chill out, dog. You don't know me like that.
You know, I feel like even for auditions, us as artists, we need to have call-out fees. Call-out fees. Even if I don't get the part,
the fact that I showed up.
I could have been in another audition and gotten that part, but I came to you.
Yeah. No, it really irritated me. I was like, you tell me today. If I knew yesterday, we could have made a plan. But I don't plan my life around whether I might have an audition in 5 hours.
Yes,
for whatever, man. These guys, they don't know that they're dealing with a superstar. That's a problem.
Hey,
that's a problem. And they see all these other clowns, because you know audition lines are long, they're tedious. You're talking to these O's, you're like, hey. D-Money just wants to be a famous O. He's not actually here to be.
Sterere.
He wants to be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Dog, there's only one Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, there really is. There really is one. But yeah, that's how my warning went. I was like, no, you're not taking Cliff Central away from me. I'm going to come here. I'm going to spit my truth because we got a lot of shit to talk about as usual. But before any of that, let's get into the stories that have been making waves.
Stories.
Venus, Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, place grab young Baron. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Me and that Playboy in trouble.
All right. Enough of that, Charlie Chaplin. Enough of that rubbish. We're coming in with some news that has been taking place right now.
What's been going on, eh?
In our country, you know, it's always a lituation.
Talking to me?
So now we've got Claudy Motsoeneng in the news once again. He vanished for a long time. He really did just go on holiday somewhere. He was probably Umlazi, somewhere in Durban.
He was plotting his next drop. You know, ministers are always dropping bars and mixtapes of corruption.
Yeah.
Just heat, bruh.
And he's really doing that right now because, he's a suspended CEO of SABC. And, he says he's looking forward to his second disciplinary hearing, rather, saying he's going to walk it. This is from Times Live. He's saying that it doesn't matter what they say or what they do. I'm Claudy Motsoeneng.
He's that child in high school that the teacher's even tired of sending him to the principal's office.
Hey.
Because they know the principal is also scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The principal knows that they're going to get other gang members of the family to come and change your life, my boy.
Can I tell you, I didn't even know. There's this flange that I have on Facebook as a friend, right? It's actually Claudia's daughter, my boy.
Oh, really? What?
So, Lerato Motsoeneng. So now, I'm busy. I'm like, because I saw the surname Motsoeneng, and I'm like, oh, there's no way. It can't be, you know?
Because everybody says,
oh, you know, you could be like a Brian Zuma. And then some have no relation to Zuma whatsoever, but they're like, oh, you related to Zuma, bro?
So I was like,
I'm not going to stereotype her, you know? But then I see her profile. She's like, yeah, my father. And she has posts of Claudie. There's even hands of Claudie.
Yo.
So I was like, this is cack awkward.
That's what I've always found difficult to understand. Because when you're in a situation like that and this person is part of your family, but you can clearly see that the things that they do are wrong.
What do you do? Yeah, when you know your father's doing shit.
Yeah. Do you back him? I mean, this guy has fed you. He's clothed you, he's bathed you, he's put you through school.
Yes.
But he's treating everybody else like
shit.
Yeah, so it's difficult to actually find the balance because, I mean, you know, he didn't do anything to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All I know is if Claudia had a son, or Zuma had a son, he went to our school. I'll see you in the quad, my nigga. I'll see you at break.
Just
in
for
the
that
quad.
Junk status, you better watch for that junk
watch
status,
yourself.
Boy. No, I really struggle to understand that relationship. It's like if you were Pablo Escobar's wife or Scarface, Al Pacino. Like if you are part of that family and you're reaping the rewards, you're having that designer cooking.
I think at the same time, it's not necessarily your fault. You're born into it.
Yeah.
But to a certain degree, like we've said in other podcasts, you know, as humans, we are blessed to have the freedom of choice. You decide.
Yeah.
You've got your own conscience.
You choose at the end of the day what you're willing to take and what you're willing to not accept, ultimately.
Bruh.
But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You get born into things and yeah, they just take over your life. You get born into being a particular race. You get born into being black. You get born into being white. And that means...
Born into a party. that must have been Mao coming out. Shit!
Aparted! Fuck! Who did
Fuck.
This?
Yes!
Hey, we dodged that one nicely, boy.
When we came out, no, but we had 2 years, you
two
know.
Years
we didn't have pampers, we had those malir.
Yeah.
The towels that they wrapped us in with a spellet.
Yeah, and the breast milk tastes like tear gas.
Yeah, boy. But now it tastes like fucking, what is this? Clover.
Yeah. There's the
Danone.
Danone, my boy. Parmalat is actually the one. Parmalat is actually the
talking
one.
About breast milk. But we'll get
down to that. We'll get down to the dirty before we end off with this show. But let's talk about a little bit more that's going on. Oh, yeah. So this Claudy Motsoeneng story is stemming from a media press conference that they had on Thursday. He's defending the 90% local play that they instilled at the Metro FM. I mean, at all
so
the SABC.
So you're telling me it's still going on?
Yeah, well, this is what the discussion is about. Now, they're looking to revoke this because they're saying this is the reason for this deep decline in listenership and in advertising and the rest. So I don't think it's because of the 90% local play.
Also, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, I just think radio's gone to shit. The world
evolution.
Is moving forward. Yeah, we're going to the future and radio is in the past. It's just like TV, the internet, compared to cassettes, you know, video tapes. You know, it's done. Forget about radio. Come to cliffcentral.com and find the worst guys. And you can also find us on Twitter at @_worstguys. You can also hit us up on the WeChat or the WhatsApp streets here. The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. Yeah, man, talk to us. We love it when you guys interact with us. It really, really is dope. It really is dope. All right. And something else, not so much news, but just something that I find funny. You know, trolling through the Black Twitter streets, you always find some gems. I don't know if you've noticed this deal with Kanye Mbao, dog.
What's happening with Mrs. Kanye Mbao?
Dude, she looks, I don't even know. She's like in between a pink and a white. Like, I don't know what color she is right now.
Wait, did she do an Mshoza?
Yeah, I think she's bleaching her skin. I don't want to say, I don't want to accuse of anything, but the picture that I'm talking about is wild, bro. I think I should, just search it here for you on Twitter. Kanye Mbao. And,
just retweet it on our
page. Yeah. Let me do that. But yeah, people are actually going crazy about this because it's the whole idea of light skin privilege.
You see, oh, guys, come on. Oh, guys, why now? Why? Why are you targeting? No, I mean, I never did anything wrong, Mina. Mina, I was born this way.
You don't think light skin privilege is a real thing?
Okay. If I'm going to be real, I'm going to be real.
Be real.
All right?
What else?
Yeah, but at the same time, fuck you guys for saying there's light skin privilege. You guys keep on having us light skin niggas this.
Yeah,
they text
yeah.
with their feet up in the sky. They are fucking soft.
They're drinking. They're moist.
Nah, fuck y'all. I'm hard ass, motherfucker.
Okay, so no, the thing is for me is that, you know, there is this idea, especially in our community, Black community, where yellow bones are valued higher for some insane reason. I guess that's what leads people to do shit like bleaching your skin. But yeah, I'm not about that life. I love my beautiful black ass skin. I love the way it shines in the sun.
Yeah,
I'm glad to accept any way that I am, because either way, I didn't choose it. It chose me.
Yeah, man.
So
it was the perfect hue for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
like
perfect combination.
If you look at yourself and then you just think of a different color being on you, you would have probably looked shit.
Hey, dog, would have been
like even
sun.
On albinos. As if he had to put a nice tone on him, that it wouldn't. That guy's flourishing as an albino.
Yeah. No, I feel exactly what you said. Yeah,
be grateful for what you have, bro.
You here. Yeah, you've already won the lotto.
Hey, bro, being alive. Hey. Some niggas, they end up in a latex or in a tissue or even swallowed.
Hey,
you made it alive.
Esophagus. But you made it out here. You were the winner. You're the champion. And what else? There was a fire in Brom yesterday in the Brom Park. By the
Is it Desfiz was for? Oh, what's going on?
No. I don't think it was Fizz Bus 4. I don't know where it stayed from, but it was hectic, bro. I was just like, damn, dog.
Were you doing comedy? Is that why? Did it just burn?
Yeah.
It just set the stage alight at Kitchener.
Yeah, Joburg Theatre. Speaking of, we'll get into the shows that I'm doing later, but I just got a really cool email that I'm keen to chat about in terms of the comedy side of things. But yeah, that's pretty much all the news that there is that I'm interested to talk about this week, unless there's something that's come up in your life that you
thinking about.
I am thinking about how the man is pinching us, man. The man, Doug, everything is going up. I'm just looking at my prices to go for to and from work with taxis. It's
I'm done with worrying about things going up, because things are forever going to appreciate, right?
Yeah.
Now, your mentality's just got to change at some point as well. Otherwise, you're just going to be like, oh, prices went up, prices went up. Shut the fuck up. They're always
going
to go up.
Always going up. They're never going down.
Just go make more money.
Yeah. All right. I feel you. So now I need to change my hustle game, you see. You see what I'm saying? I'm looking at tackling it from different angles.
Yeah.
You know what I say? Because the man is too much of a beast, dog. So
hey, man.
People never told us when we were kids how real it was being alive. And I think that's actually why when we're young, we look at adults and we're like, yo, adults have their lives together. This is so real.
It's hard being
because,
an adult.
Yeah, it's hard, yeah. Dog. It's a
that's why there's so much adultery. Adult, so much, you know, adultery. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of adultery, we might as well go in straight into it. I've been thinking about this topic a lot since we came up with the idea. And I don't know. I'm wondering about, you know, what sex
is like. Is virgin? Are you virgin?
Yeah, no. I'm a virgin. I've never had a
shut up. Shut up.
I don't know what to do. I'm willing to give my cherry to the per. I'm waiting for Mrs. Wright.
You see, you're mumbling.
I'm waiting for Mrs. Wright.
I'm willing.
That's a telltale sign that I'm lying. It's like, no.
South Africa, I wish you could see how he's rubbing his hands right now. They're probably sweaty because he's so nervous from
licking,
the lies.
Licking
time.
My lips. That's yes, why, yes. Dog, I'm out here. You know that guy who's always chumming? He has to be lipping his lips. He always has to be
rubbing
his
hands
together.
You know, like Birdman.
Yeah. That's a guy who's about to tell you some bullshit story lies about how you're the first girl to make him really smile or some bullshit like that. That's when you know, okay. This guy, he has too many lines, too many bars.
Here's my question for you, okay? There's this thing as a gents that we all talk about. Well, I don't know if it's everybody, all right? But there's the big five. You know how, like, you have the big five in wildlife?
Mm-hmm.
You got the big five in South Africa because we're such a diverse country.
Yeah.
All right. Big five, here we go. Black, white, colored, Asian, Indian.
Yeah.
Now, of the big five, what is your percentage?
Your percentage, this is going to be a shocker, but I'd say...
No, it can either be 2/5, 4/5, 5/5.
Oh, I've just, out of all that, I just haven't had sex with an Indian and an Asian.
Yeah, same for me.
Actually, no. Well, what are you counting sex? What are you counting sex? No, let's talk about it. Is a finger banging situation
zero
sex or penetration only? Is that
yes?
Okay.
Until
cool.
You've gone balls to wall.
Yeah,
it ain't
done. If you didn't nut inside, you didn't do anything. You didn't do. I saw a tweet the other day saying, "Condom sex is like holding hands."
Guys, like this.
No. That was, I won't even lie. I was like, that's kind of true, though. Sometimes I'd rather have a really good wank than a condom sex, bro. Condom sex is a hack sometimes. But you got to make sure you and your lady are on the situation.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's dangerous out here. Yeah. People are getting pregnant left, right, and center, bro.
You know who make these ladies pregnant?
Who?
You know, it's these niggas with a stutter. Because the nigga's duty is to give the woman a heads up that, hey, look, I'm about to nut.
Yeah.
But these niggas with a stutter, I'm coming. And then it's too late. It's too late.
Now you
got a Nguyen who's also saying, I came. I'm alive. You know what I'm saying?
I'm alive. No, that's but real. Choose your power.
So you're 60% on the big five?
Yeah. So I just haven't had sex with an Asian or an Indian.
That'll be the same ratio for me.
All right, cool.
Top out of all of those three. I'm going to dig deep.
Yeah, we go all the way, Doug. Why go anyway if you're not going to go all the way?
Now, on your podium, which race comes first?
My podium, white comes first. Then colored, then black. I'll say it the way it is for me. How's it for you? Okay, this is an easy way to decipher. What do you type in when you Google porn or you?
Nah. See, I'm not your average guy when it comes to.
You got some fetishes you want to tell us about there, boy?
No, hardcore, and I'm not even shy about it. I love that BBW. I like that mature.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Because I'm getting my facts off the my facts on the basis that when I Google porn, I type in mature, naked women. And obviously, Google rates white people the best. So that's what comes up first. And I'm done. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
And a cougar.
Yeah. There's nothing better than a mature cougar. Not too old, because, you know, the bush got to be just right. Do you know what I'm saying? It's got to be not too big, but it must be there. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're going to the granny place. And hey, the granny place
is
dark.
No, let me tell you. No. I think my limit would be 65.
65, yeah. That's a dope limit. Yeah. That's a dope limit. I think there's some 65. Pretty fuckable.
Scraping the barrel, 17. But yeah.
Yo, I think 70 is a,
but
that's a heavy push.
And as you get older, the race also for me, it's like, no. Hashtag I ain't a racist though.
Hashtag I ain't a racist. But I my see podium, race though. I see race. That's the truth.
But my podium would look similar to yours, just a slight change between black and colored. So taking third place. Round of applause for the colors.
Shout out. Y'all are now Rianne's top three.
Second place.
Second place. Drum roll, please. I don't know.
Second place. Omundomnyam.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going to go. I wasn't sure.
Okay. And number one.
God bless the Queen. Abelungu. You know this, but there's something about it, especially because let's try to break this down, because we obviously know of the stereotype of black men liking white women.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few times where you see a black woman with a white man, and I'm trying to break this down. For me, there genuinely is like even though I'm black, I'm here on your land, fucking your daughter, my boy.
On ETV tonight.
There really is that little factor. It's like, even though I come from a struggle, I come from a rough place compared to where most of these chicks I've banged.
I took taxis to make this happen. And I'm making it happen. You know, all of your other boys, you send them to private schools, you buy them cars. They're not doing half the shit I'm doing with the taxi,
dog. I had to fucking beef with the driver. I had to count the change. It was hectic. It wasn't some simple Uber shit. Yeah. But here I am.
Yeah.
Here I am, and I can play the game.
Take nothing away from black women, though. But also, for me, I just find that one key factor for me, white women are not scared to give head.
Shout out. That's
shout
true.
Out, shouting
shout out
you
for
out.
Not being afraid to give head. Yeah. I feel that. And I completely agree.
Oh, by the way, sorry. I have to mention this. All right, I can't take out the name because I swore to her that I wouldn't expose the name.
Yeah.
But just the other day, I was with Tobani and a friend of his, right?
Okay.
And she says that she doesn't give head. She, like, in inverted commas, she's allergic.
What?
Like, she gets inflammation in the stomach. I'm like, that's bullshit. You see, that's the type of shit that makes you get second place on the podium.
Yeah. You know. Why are you lying? Stop fucking lying.
But then you must still Asia. You know that Mov Zion guy. Come along. But it's not fair. I can't go down and come up and I'm like, so are you going to head south? And I'm like, no, sorry, my compass doesn't point the direction. It's not fair.
No, exactly. Yeah, truth be told, that's what I found in my life as well. And also just adding on to the fact that you are in that space as a black man, if you were the white girl. The thing for me is that a lot of the times as a black man, you kind of have to be Superman. Do you know what I mean? You know, you have to put up this... It's too deep to take people back to the township Kasi crib, so you have to stay there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So there's always... You have to be a level... Like, you have to be something that you're not a lot of the time. Well, not necessarily that you're not. Yeah. But you're playing in this entire different world, because you know, as black people, we live in two different spheres, the Western world and our culture and our home and what it's really like to be black, and they can never understand that. So that's the problem I have with that part of having sex with white people. That's what I really don't like, is that there's still this invisible barrier, whether you like it or not, and that's because of how the world has played out. So that's where my black queens come in, dog. Black women know how to shake down in the bedroom as well. I'll give it to them, because you know, there's that thing, you know, it's like the same reason why we love dancing with the other black people. you know, we share that rhythm, we share that understanding of a culture that you can't really have when you when you're with somebody of another culture.
And black women also ntofa.
I'm a foot and dirt. You didn't see that twerk action in nakedness. You know what I'm saying?
If you have to make meals, you know what I'm saying? Black women in bed is like seven color Sunday light.
Yeah, with the truffle after, dog. You know what I'm saying? Truffle after.
But the white woman is like that that bra.
Yeah, the bra.
And you know the bra slit. Shit, you get a beer.
Beer boss, yeah. You know, it's all going down in there. It's all going down in there. See, so these are all the factors to consider. Social dynamics play a role in the sex that we are having, guys.
Connection as well.
Connection, yes. Dude, that's what I'm talking about. That's why even Trevor Noah mentioned it in his After Dark special. He's like, when you got the white man on your side, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And it's unfortunate to hear, but it's the truth. So how you playing your game, homie?
Yeah.
How you playing your game?
That's you all see I'm me out you. Here chowing these the snowflakes.
You know, being this vanilla killer.
You know, and you're saying, oh, you know that homeboy of yours at your crib, you know.
Yeah.
Sees us with these the white flanges and he's like, hey, Nina,
he's like, nah, take it easy, dog. Take it easy. And you see, that's what I'm talking about, where niggas from the hood, they give you props. They give you props if you bang in a white chick.
And it's not even like we're looking for props.
Yeah, it's not even like we're looking for props. Preference. But it's like, whoa, it's not even just a private school boy thing or whatever you call it. Because a lot of black women will come to you and say, why do you date white women? Why do you like white women? It's like,
and they have a problem with it. I remember back in high school, the trio, yourself, John, and Legs.
Yeah.
You guys were the most hated guys by all black females in Bloom.
Yeah, because we had a preference. And you know, that's the weird thing I don't get. I think it's probably has a lot to do with the fact that black women have obviously been undermined and overlooked and unappreciated for centuries. But yo, I'm not thinking about war when I'm about to go nut. Yeah. I'm thinking about that top deck look, how fine that is, and I'm thinking about where I'm gonna go. You know?
And that's the difference, you know, you approach a black lady, you know, like I'm not going to say all the time in stereotype, but on most occasions that I've had, and then she'll be all uptight and then, hey, wait, no man.
Okay, do you have different game for different races?
Yeah, I mean, I know how to spit that vernac game.
Vernac game,
baby, get swing, you know. I don't in the talk of Camorre, you know what I'm saying? But it's not looking at me all snacks. Don't worry, I got a lady.
So it's like comedy. When you play in different rooms, you do different jokes, but you know which type of jokes work and which
not. But when you had Billy's, you know, like no, okay.
Yes, listen to that new Martin Garrix, hey. Yes, I know.
I'm watching tomorrow. What about you? You know?
I'm watching the Zero Mascara.
Hey, my gosh. You know, clean up in all three.
Yeah. That's real. That different game for different types of races does exist. But can I tell you something? Although in terms of my history, I'd say white is my favorite. But in terms of the one time, my favorite ever.
Like your best one round.
Yeah.
In a gym, you have a one rep max. Like,
yeah.
Just push one rep. How much can you push?
Yeah. Was a color girl with a fat ass, and it was mom, my boy. I have to give a round of applause. I won't say her name, obviously, but she probably appreciates the shout out. She's that kind of
chick. She knows who she is.
She knows, she knows. Yeah, I'm like, nah. I won't even lie. This is the type of pussy you fucking sneak out of your house.
I'm not even gonna lie. Hands down, the woman I'm with right now is holding it down. Oh! Number one spot. Baby, you and me.
I don't know.
Smash it. No, I won't lie.
I don't know if you say that because you have to.
No.
I do believe you. I genuinely.
You know, you've got like different kind of levels. You know what I'm saying?
And what
if you make a nigga's toes curl and you cramp somewhere as well? My boy.
And she's a white girl.
Yeah, okay.
Barunali rhythm.
Ha! You'll see at the wedding when we're doing that step.
I feel like this is the truth of our life. We need to mix these cultures, dog. Let's blur the lines of race.
Dog.
Let's blur them. Make colored babies so that you can't really fucking
blackenese.
Yeah, you can
every kind. Women in Randburg, a lot of white women in Randburg with these Indian cats. I'm Indian cats are flourish.
Dog, I'm so keen for an Indian. It's not even a joke. Like Indians are beautiful. Sashi Naidu.
What?
Sashi Naidu type of Indian. You know that, like.
Hey, Sashi. How you doing?
How you doing? This is Mark and Lily for the Worst Guys.
Huh? Yeah.
I just want to hit you up, you know, maybe take you out for dinner and a movie, Sash.
Yo,
you know?
Sashi, don't do that, girl. Just hit my boy up on 079-748-2090. Yeah.
Yeah. All you need was it? You see, so I'm also, dog, I want to taste all the colors. I want to do all the things. And this is what I actually wanted to lead to, is just the meaning of sex. You know, in the biggest scheme of things, because we're a narcissistic society where we've made sex something that is about pleasure.
Yeah,
you know, but the original purpose is to
reproduce,
and that's always a scary factor. You know, people sometimes like to say that sex doesn't mean anything, but if you're having sex with somebody, you're thinking about that risk. Whether you like it or not, whether she's on the merino, whether she's on the pill, whether you're wearing a condom, there's that risk. Never mind the STIs, but let's concentrate on the reproduction. So you literally have to think about, can I spend a future with this person? What would happen? Would she abort? What would the conversation be? What's her family like? And this is somebody that you just met tonight in the club that you're getting drunk with. I genuinely, before I used to think that, you know, sex doesn't matter, it's just whatever, yeah. It's just fun. But as I'm growing older, I'm starting to realize, no, there's a lot more that goes into sex than what meets the eye. And you're literally sharing yourself with somebody, and who you're willing to share yourself with is pretty important. Do you know what I'm saying? It's pretty fucking important, because that's your full vulnerability. That's as far as it goes.
Like, you're literally naked in front of that person.
Yeah. And I also think, in terms of the full spectrum, it does confuse people, because I've only started to really love myself, you know, truly love myself fully, good and bad. 23 years old or so. It's taken me 23 years to fully love and appreciate every single part of myself. Now, 2 months into a relationship, I'm telling girls I love them. Sex is confusing, y'all.
Why are you always lying?
So that's one thing that I do genuinely think. Why does it lead to that? Why does it lead to such passionate emotions about somebody, even if you don't necessarily love them? This word comes out, this idea comes out, which is obviously romanticized. But also, just in general, what it leads to is that idea of marriage, ending up with one person, which I think is good. I mean, I'm good enough in my solitude. I don't need another person. But if God decided to give me somebody to take this journey with, I'd love to do that. I don't need more than one.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't. But it might take a while before I get there. You know, I first have to get this big five. Let's talk about this.
I know, I'm done. I'm gonna go to my grave.
Hang up your boots.
60% I passed. Yeah, all I know is I passed.
You're gonna have to switch up your porn searches now. Now it's always gonna be Asian, big tits, and
I can't.
Just before we wrap up, I think the biggest thing about sex is like understanding each other as men and women. That's the closest that we ever get. Because other than that, you know, we kind of hate each other.
For me,
if I'm being honest.
Sex is only as good as the connection between the two people.
Yeah, that is 100% true. And I always feel like women understand sex better than men do. And that's why men are trash. And that's why women tend to cheat less. Let me not say less. Let me just say, okay, I think they have a better understanding of the emotional connection that a relationship is, that sex is.
Yeah, because of estrogen.
Yeah, estrogen is a beast. Yeah, I really think the plight of man is to understand that woman is vastly superior to him.
Yeah.
In many, many ways. And I think a lot of people have, men in particular, have a problem with understanding that. And that's why men are trash comes out. And it's 100% true. And niggas need to start changing their ways out here. But yeah, I think that's it for the conversation, man. It's been so dope talking about this, getting this shit off our chest. You know, we always real, we always raw. Talk about what you feel, man. Talk about what you feel. Just before we wrap up, I just wanted to tell you the email I got today. I'm playing the Goliath Comedy Club next week.
Shout out for yourself.
Shout out. It's not the major one.
When is that?
Next week, Wednesday, the 30 and 5. So I'm rocking it with the Goliath now.
You know, what I'm saying?
Being at the box, but the Goliath, I'm gonna go child there as well, and then I'm gonna take it to the future. You know,
Sashi,
what I'm saying?
I know you like to laugh.
I know. Sashi, come to the Goliath Comedy Club on Wednesday.
Next week, Wednesday.
You know, Sashi, I'm here. I'm out here. You can find me, dog. Out here. All right, and then also, yeah, the 29th, which is at the end of the month, is the Discovery gig that I'm doing at the Discovery Park opposite the Wanderer Stadium. Yeah, there's some great comedians there, Moja Glihoko, Napster, Beach. We're going to be there. $100 gets you in. That's the 29th of April. Yeah, come see a show, man. Let me make you La Mau.
Hey.
You?
For me, it's still slow and steady prep. It's just less than a month, actually 25 days until I step on stage.
Yeah.
So leaning out, making myself a sexy beast, man. Sexy
noise,
beast.
Noise. I see the Instagram is lighting up. People are loving your shit, which is dope.
Hey, bro, I'm just trying to inspire and motivate people to do their thing, man.
Yeah.
Whatever
it
is that wakes you up in the morning that your heart beats fast for, makes you feel like you're alive. Do that shit.
So we're going to wrap up with the Worst Guys Cypher as we always do every week. It's been a pleasure chatting with y'all. We hope you had a good time. And we see you next week, same time, same place with the Worst Guys on a Worst Wednesday, yo.
That booty.
I can't get enough of that, man. I can't get enough. Tell me away, Mark.
I can't get enough of this booty stuff. I mean, it's like a drug. I'm lost in this lust. Cause I'm not ready to put the ring on. But I can get you to my bed, give you the ding dong. I'm at the door, I'm knocking down, knocking down. Everybody knows when Malcolm Cooley is around. No other nigga in town can break it down like him. So I'm gonna take you to their bedroom and we'll play some music. Sing you a hymn, maybe hit you with a low note. I got that bass, I got that stroke, you know I do it dope. So every time you're thinking of a nigga, call me. In fact, I hate calls, please text me.
Ooh,
tell me
yeah.
to go outside, yo. Cause I'll never leave you even after the show. I'll be knocking right there and you'll be asking for more. Cause the morning is still coming and I hit it some more.
And I hit it some more and I go for long strokes, long strokes. I hope this chick never chokes. Cause she's sucking on a long ass dick. Malcolm Dooley, I said she's sucking on a long ass dick. And all my niggas know that they blind to the bullshit. They know that they blind when I be doing shit. Hey, but I never be doing shit behind my girl's back. Cause I know that she will get me back. And I don't want her to just leave me like that.
It's fire though.
It's so fire. She's my number one desire. And I ain't a liar. I'm gonna take it to the top. We're on fire with
that
the
booty. That booty.
I like the caramel one, I like the white one, I like the dark chocolate, and sometimes I like the Turkish delight.
Booty.
All of the booty.
That booty.
Just like all of it. I don't even like that leave leftovers, like I eat all of the booty. All of it.
Yeah. We out. It's been such a pleasure hanging out with y'all. Check you next week. Same time, same place. It's the Worst Guys in the Worst Way.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Away.
CliffCentral.com.